and the trim around the numbers and belts. This one's a handoff to number 6 around the left side. He almost gets brought down, but then pushes ahead for about 11-12 yards. Number 6, that is Dylan Lundgren, the halfback, senior, 5'11".
Well, Franzel made the force out for the Bearcats, but he was hit by number 61, Kabotsky, and slowed him up, but he didn't wrap him up. And when I talk about wrapping him up, it's just like when you wrap a Christmas present and tear it apart.
Too soon.
Yeah, the way this weather is going.
Yeah, it feels that way. That's a 12-yard carry there for number 6, Dylan Lundgren. And Deckerill's coming out in the T formation, but a little movement on the ugly side, and it's probably going to be an offsides here on the Bearcats.
Yeah, it's an encroachment there. They got him on a second count, so they picked up an easy 5. As Deckerville has crossed over into the ugly territory now. And,
yes,
of course, we've got a west wind that's a crosswind on the field here. It's not really going to affect if you throw to the right side of the field, but if you throw into the left side of the field,
you
might want to throw a howitzer.
Yeah, that's right. So it's now 1st and 5 after the encroachment penalty on Ubley. So they are starting at the Ubley 40-yard line. Deckerville 1st and 5. T formation for Patello, the quarterback, and the Eagles. And that's a handoff once again. But caught right at the line of scrimmage is number 27, the fullback, Chris Wolf.
And number 5, Jason Kaufman, filled the hole. They tried to trap inside there and had no room on that one. They stuffed that one out real quick. Again, Ubley is running a 5-man on the defensive front. That means they're putting a man on the center, pressuring the center, and trying to push him right back into the quarterback if they can.
And some starting lineups for you. Number 9, Tyler Patello, is the quarterback for Deckerville. Number 6, Dylan Lundgren, a halfback. And number 44, Andrew Estrada, and the fullback, number 27, Chris Wolf. This one's a handoff to number 6, Chris Wolf, or Dylan Lundgren, once again. He pushes ahead for about 2 yards. It's going to bring up 3rd and 3.
Curtis Booms on the hit for the Bearcats. Again, he had good blocking going around there left to his left side, but he didn't. I mean, he was like pitter-patting, following the blockers instead of like a howitzer. Take off, Clark, and go down there.
Now, what's your definition of a pitter-pat?
Pitter-pat?
Yeah.
Well, when you make a loaf of bread, you pitter-pat.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So it's actually gain of 3 there for Lundgren, so it's 3rd and 2. And it's a handoff around the left side to Lundgren. Once again, he's at 30 and down to the 25-yard line. He has a whole bunch of white jerseys on him, and he's finally brought down at the ugly 23-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Eagles.
Number 75 for the Bearcats, Selke, and number 4, Franzel, made the hit for the Bearcats, but not before the runner made a nice zigzag, and they're running on our side where we can see the numbers.
That's right, and that's a 14-yard gain there for number 6, Dylan Lundgren. And now he has 29 yards already on 3 carries, and that's Selleck.
That's what we said.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Selleck, yep.
So 1st and 10 for the
Eagles. You call
Eagles.
It Selleck, I call it Selleck.
And that's a handoff to number 44, the halfback, Andrew Estrada. He pushes ahead for about 2-3 yards. Brings up 2nd and 7 at the Ubley 21-yard line. Ubley leading 6-0 with 6:42 remaining in the first.
And Kaufman made the hit for the Bearcats. I'll tell you what, that Kaufman, he's all over the field here defensively in his first quarter. He's playing, I'm trying to see if he's an inside linebacker.
And it's 3rd and 7.
Yes, he is, linebacker.
It's now 3rd and 7 for the, that's 2nd and 7, isn't it?
Yeah.
2nd and 7.
But they got third.
They have third. It's a handoff to number 9, number 9, Patello, Tyler Patello, the quarterback. He keeps for himself, loses a yard on the play. Caught in the backfield, a loss of 1, brings up 3rd and 9.
Curtis Booms made the hit for the Bearcats. Do you think you'll see the ball in the air, Clark?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
This game is fast-paced. There is 5:50 remaining in the first quarter. Ubley leading 6-0. Deckerville moving right to left across the radio. Patello is under center with 2 men in the backfield. Looks like a flanker to the right. Ubley adjusting accordingly. Man in motion, number 27, rolls to his right, as does Patello. He has a pass to number 27. It's caught, and he's down to about the 10-yard line where he's pushed out. Finally, that's complete to number 27, the fullback, Chris Wolf.
And it looked like number 11, Austin Drake, forced him out of down and out of bounds. And again, the best way to pass, if you're going to pass, pass to that right side, and Deckerville took advantage of it.
And that was actually passed behind him. He turned around, grabbed it, swung forward, and kept it on down the field.
And you can see how he lofted that out real soft, and you saw the wind take that football and turn it to the opposite side of him where he had to turn around.
I think that's supposed to be a two-yard pass, but it turned out to be a 13 because of this wind. So brings up first and 10 at the 13-yard line of Deckerville of Ubley. And it's a handoff to number 27, Wolf. And he's brought down at about the 7-yard line. Gain of 4.
Looks like number 61, Josh Kabatsky for the Bearcats, made the hit.
Second and 6 for the Eagles. Deep into Ubley territory with 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Ubley leading 6-0.
I wish we had some kind of lighting system on those jerseys for Ubley.
Or even a spotter would be nice.
Yeah.
All right, so two men in the backfield. Slot receiver to the right. Looks number 6, and it's going to be a handoff anyway to number 27.
Well, they got nowhere
Wolf,
there.
And no go from the word go.
That's and right. On the bottom, I think that's going to be number 75. No, number 30. Curtis Booms for the Bearcats as he stuffed that hole quickly. And they went nowhere.
Well, actually, according to the spot, they gained a yard on that, bringing up 3rd and 4 for the Eagles at the Ubley 6-yard line. There's 4.5 minutes remaining in the first. 6-0 Ubley leading. Deckerville trying to score on this play. Critical 3rd down for the Eagles. T formation, handoff to the 3rd man, number 6. Or excuse me, a pass. Even faking me out is a pass intended for number 44, Andrew Estrada, who laid out just outside of the hands. Incomplete, brings up 4th down and 4 for the Eagles.
Well, it was a nice pass that he threw. He had a spiral, and he threw into the left flats, this time into the wind, which at this particular juncture looks like it's dying down a little bit. So we have a 4th down and goal here as the Bearcats leading this one 6-0. And the wind has died down a little bit.
You're looking at the wrong flag. Look to your right.
Oh, now, see, yeah, but look there, over there. Okay. Now, see, the trees over there are shielding that end.
Oh, no, that's an evergreen, that's why.
Yeah,
all right,
that's right, see.
So, 4th and 4, very critical play here. Flanker formation to the left. Man in motion, number 27, Wolf, as Patel goes back to pass. He's going to keep for himself. He's scrambling. He's at the 5-yard line. He has a long ways to go. And according to the spot, he is short. Turnover of downs. Patello gains about 3 yards on the play, but short of the first down. Turnover of downs, and Ubley takes over.
Number 61, Josh Kabatsky, made the hit for the Bearcats. So the Bearcats stopped them here, but now they have to get that ball out of there and try to get the Deckerville Eagles down so they can punt the ball, at least anyway, if they have a 4th down. But we'll see what the Bearcats come up with here.
As we can barely see the Bearcats all the way down to the left side of your radio.
Yeah, but they're on our side, which is a good thing.
That's always a plus. They're on the near hash as Drake is under center. T formation for the Bearcats. And it's a handoff. And that is a handoff to number, I can't see any numbers down there. That's number 47, Jimmy Shaw. He gains about 1 yard on the play, brings up 2nd and 9.
They tried to run that trap play that has been very successful for them, and I believe it was number 60 that slowed them up. Zach Primer for the, whoops, I got to get the right team here. Number 60, Joe Spaulding for the Deckerville Eagles.
So it is 2nd and 9 for the Bearcats, deep in their own territory at their 5-yard line. It's a handoff around the left side. And that's the number 5, Jason Coffin. He moves ahead for about 3 more yards. Brings up 3rd down for the Bearcats.
I'm not sure if it was Jared Fiedler made the hit. It's got an 8, and I'm sure it might have been Mason Hanley. Either one of those boys for the Deckerville Eagles made the hit on that one.
As it brings up 3rd and 5 for the Bearcats, deep in their own territory at the 9-yard line. They have 91 yards for a score as they're leading 6-0 with under 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Drake under center, T formation, 3 men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Jimmy Shaw. He has room to run. There is no one to beat. There's, as number 6 is coming around the left side, he's at the 50-yard line to the 40, deep into Deckerville territory, and finally pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That is a 50-yard scamper for number 47, Jimmy Shaw.
Derek Lund, or Derek or Dylan Lundgren made the